The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Scraponomics. I'm your host, Michael Bass. Let's get started. One thing you may not know about Friedland is that, apart from metals, paper, and various plastics, we also recycle electronics. But what's recyclable about electronics? It may seem odd to look at a circuit board and think that there are ways to recover and recycle many of the materials within it. Well, as it turns out, there is. One interesting thing to note is that we don't buy precious metals directly, the same way a place like Liberty Coin in Frandor does. However, we do buy them indirectly, since it's mainly the precious metals within electronics that give them their value as a recyclable commodity. On a motherboard in a computer tower, for example, there are usually traces of gold, silver, palladium, and other metals. Now, it's not like the scrap value from the gold content in a motherboard is worth the same amount as a gold Rolex watch, not even close. However, there is still enough value there to economically recycle it. If you're an individual with a computer tower that's been sitting in your basement for 15 years, even though it may only be worth a few dollars in scrap value, it's still worth your time to bring it to us. One, so you can know it will be recycled instead of landfilled, and two, because it will clear up some space in your house, which ultimately brings clarity to your mind. If you own an IT company with hundreds of servers, towers, motherboards, and power supplies, the value may be enough to help redeem some of your company's costs and allow you to advertise that your company is environmentally green. One of the most amazing things to me, though, is the reality of what happens to those metals after they're refined. If you were married recently, perhaps you and your spouse wear gold wedding bands. Well, chances are, especially with the advancement in electronics recycling, that rather than being mined out of the ground, the very symbol of your commitment to one another could have once been part of a circuit board. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scraponomics. To learn more, go to FriedlandIndustries.com.